And I'm glad for being at Faith Baptist Church for revival. Amen. And didn't get to be here in August and all the pandemic and everything going on. I'll tell you, the best way to combat everything that's going on is just be faithful in the old-time way. Amen. Biden and Pelosi and all them say, what do? Just get in here, say amen, shout, sing, stay right with God, walk right, spit white.
Amen.
Amen. Well, take your Bible this morning and turn to Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter 1. And man, we got dinner on the ground, everything else today. Hallelujah. Amen. And I got till 1:30 to preach, so I'm all right. Amen. It's 5 to 12 now. Amen. But I'm short. I'm not like Brother Mike. I don't preach forever. Amen. Pay no attention to that man back there. But look in Colossians chapter 1, and we'll read verse number 27 and down through here, and then just throw a fit for a little while. Amen. Bible says in Colossians 1 and verse 27, the Bible says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. And that's what I want to preach about this morning. It amazes me how God saved my soul, but I'm more amazed that he saved you. I mean, looking around in here, it's a miracle. Amen. And not just he saved us, but he moves inside us. And I don't know if you've got that. I don't know if that's part of your repertoire in life yet. But once you get a hold of that, business picks up.
Amen.
Amen. It says in verse number 28, it says, whom we preach. You see that?
Yes,
preaching is different than teaching. Preaching is different than just talking. Preaching is not sharing.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Amen. Say, what is it? It's exhortation. It's rebuke. Amen. It's reproving. It's shouting, hollering, spitting.
Amen.
Amen. You ought to have sweat in your socks when you're done preaching. Amen. It is different.
Amen.
And you hear a guy talk on the radio coming here this morning. Guy, a little jaybird on there trying to preach. It wasn't preaching. Huh? It's like a little speech in school. It's preaching's different. Amen. And man, Christ in us, this is who we preach.
Amen.
It says, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. You say, boy, they talk awful lot about people getting saved and they're wanting to get me saved. That's right. We want to make you perfect in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You get saved, amen. Man alive, what a blessing. Then it says, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. So let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for being able to have a revival meeting. And God, as we open this book, we're totally dependent upon thee. God, I pray you'll speak to hearts. And Lord, is anybody here lost today? And probably is. Or maybe there's somebody that's gotten saved. They don't realize all of what happened. God, do something. Draw us all close to thee. And Lord, we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I said, I had no idea when I got saved all of what happened to me. Amen. Christ moved inside. The heart of God moves into the heart of man. We was in a meeting in Missouri, a youth camp. And y'all know there's saved people in Missouri? Amen. And we got in a youth camp there, and it was funny because we had about 100 kids, but the guy preaching with me was a hacker. Y'all ever heard a hacker preach? How many of y'all have never heard a hacker? Let me see your hand. All right, I'll demonstrate for you. Here's how a hacker preaches. Oh, well, it's good to be here this morning. I'm glad, thank God, ha, that Christ is in me. Ha. That's the way, that's a hacker. Well, this guy was preaching with me at camp, and the first message he started doing that, and all these kids in Missouri, they start looking around and they start laughing at him. I'm not kidding you. They were cracking up. They were falling on the floor and everything else. And this guy came to me after the service. He goes, "What happened?" I say, "What happened was all that is a fake. You don't talk that way at the house." "Well, honey, fix me a cup of coffee. I like it. Amen. Bring me the paper. Hallelujah. And bring me my slippers." Amen. But we was in that meeting, and we had one church get mad. They was ready to leave. Amen. That's usually what happens when real preaching's going around. Somebody, it ruffles somebody's feathers. I remember one year they was going to make T-shirts and give them out at the back. Said, I got offended at Faith Baptist Church. Faith Baptist August Revival. Amen. And amen. And people do get mad and aggravated. But there was one getting ready to leave. And that church that getting ready to leave, they had about 20 kids. And then on Thursday night, I think 17 of them got saved. And, buddy, the Holy Ghost moved in. And I say all that to say this, there was a boy there that came with that church that was deaf, and he got saved, and he could barely talk, you know, you couldn't hardly understand him. That old boy got saved, and then God started moving around, and we all started shouting, and them kids were running around in there and shouting, and I looked over at that deaf boy, and he was walking around like this, and he would look over at me, and he'd point at me, and he'd point up, and he'd go, and he'd point at me, and he'd say, you know what he's saying? Christ in me. Hey, he said, hey, I got saved. He moved inside here. Well, I'm telling you, I'm serving notice on you here today. In June of 1982, Jesus Christ moved in this old sinner. Amen. And, buddy, business picked up. God changed my home, changed my living. Amen. And I don't know if you realize what you got. Maybe you wouldn't look so sour. Amen. Amen. Do you know it's easier to live a Christian life after you get saved? Amen. Why don't you try it? Amen. I know some people try it and Christ hadn't moved inside at all. But buddy, we're a bunch of folks sitting in here that we are sitting on the high end. Amen. Christ moved inside. I'm glad he did. Let me say number one, the riches of this transaction. The Bible says here, it says to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. And buddy, it is great riches. Just think about what happened when God moved inside of you. I read a little deal one time in a book and it stuck with me. I've never been able to shake it. And they said it was a little sonnet. I don't know y'all that know literature and all that. But this little sonnet said this, my unassisted heart is as barren clay. Amen. Man, I read that. Without God, do you remember? Do you remember the dark days without him? Man, what riches that we got because he moved inside. He changed my life. He changed my living. Amen. Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, if you look over there a little bit on the next page, it says over there in verse number 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. Amen. When I got saved, I got all the tools and everything I need. I'm complete in him. I'm so saved, it's pitiful. I can't go to hell. I'm saved. I'm fireproof. Amen. And God moved in. God gave me these riches and put me around Christians. I never wanted to be around Christians. They aggravated me. Amen. I found out that Christians tithe. You know, they give 10% of what they made. That made me mad before I got saved. I went, what? They take money from them people? Bunch of suckers. And then I got saved and got in, and man, now this is my crowd.
Amen.
I'm a nerd now.
Amen.
I'm a geek. Now I look like a cop. That's what I thought about everybody that was in church. They look like cops.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the riches of what he did in our life and our home.
That's right.
My wife sings a song, and she sings that. She said, if you would have known me before I knew him,
amen,
you'd understand why I love him. Amen. And she sings that song, and it's about being on the auction block. Amen. And I was on the auction block, and nobody was bidding. But then a man stood up in the back. Amen. Said, I'll take him. Amen. Bought me with a price. And buddy, when Christ moved inside of me, the riches that I got is far above anything you could ever ask or think. This is the best life there is. You say, you don't know all the problems. Shut up.
Amen.
Leave us alone. Yeah. You don't know what they say about me. What's probably true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
They call me a jerk. Well, you are.
Yeah.
Amen. You deserve it.
Amen.
Brother Earl Hughes used to say, he said, if being on the wrong side, said if somebody's got to do it, said, Lord, give it to me. Said, if there's a hard job, give it to me. Said, if somebody's going to be made fun of, let them make fun of me.
Yeah.
Say, why? We're the most undeserving, less deserving people they are in the face of the earth.
Yeah.
We ought to be in hell with gasoline britches on.
Amen.
But Christ in me,
amen,
the hope of glory.
Amen.
And I don't know what it did in your life. It changed mine.
Yeah.
Amen. And I started getting rid of things. Me and my wife, man, we quit drinking and smoking. You ought to quit smoking when you get saved.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
It ain't right.
Yeah.
Don't be defeated by a little old cigarette.
Yeah.
Amen. Or chew a tobacco.
Yeah.
I did all that stuff, and it was hard to quit, but God, Christ in me,
yeah,
it wasn't the same as it was before.
Yeah.
I couldn't enjoy it anymore.
Amen.
Amen. And if you're saved and he's in you, you can't enjoy it. I had a buddy of mine, he went to Bible school together, and he was always down. You ever been around anybody like that? There's some in here right now. I can just look at you. You just always down. Might as well wear a sign that just says jerk. That way nobody will waste any time talking to you. Hey man, how you doing? I don't care. I see the sign there. Never mind. Amen. But no wonder if you can't quit that stuff, no wonder you're miserable.
Yeah.
But this buddy of mine, he's always down, and Brother Allen, remember him if I mentioned his name. And you know what he couldn't shake? He couldn't shake the pot habit. And he'd go for a good while. I mean, he'd come to the altar and cried, and he was in Bible school.
Yeah.
This was down at PBI. And he couldn't shake it. Every once in a while, he'd go on a bad side of town. He'd buy a little dime bag of pot and go out and roll him a few joints and go out in the woods and smoke it. And he every time said, what'd he do? He got high as a kite. But he couldn't enjoy it. Say, why? Christ moved inside him. And now, you know what happens now? It ain't going out here and smoking a joint that stirs me up. Amen. It's hearing the songs of Zion. It's hearing and feeling God move. You say, why? That's part of the riches. That's part of the riches of this mystery. That's why you can't be satisfied out here. Amen. You and your wife fight like cats and dogs and all that and can't get along. You cuss at her and throw things at each other. I don't know. Maybe she beat you up. But without God moving around, and man, you sit in here like you're an alien. This is our place.
Amen.
That's the best way. So what are all these Democrats and all that? You have a shouting spell this week. That'll help more than anything.
That's right.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Right.
The Bible says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Come on, brother.
The Bible said, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love,
glory,
wherewith he loved us.
Amen.
Amen. I might not be much, but Christ liveth in me.
Amen.
I might not be much, but he loves me. Amen. And he changed my living. He changed my life.
Amen.
Amen. Christ in me. Bible said, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Are you still far off? Are you just far off the bubble? Amen. I don't understand. I don't understand why you'd live in the beggarly elements of this old world. We have revival meeting, and revival means different things to different folks. But I'm going to tell you something. You can get right with God this week.
Amen.
And if it's wrong, quit it.
Amen.
Put it on the altar. Amen. We've had old-time, old-fashioned burning services before. We've had them right out here. We burn stuff right out yonder. Amen. I used to make the teenagers mad around here. Now they're all adults now. But I'd preach on their music. Oh, you ought to seen them. They'd look, here he goes again.
Yeah.
Amen. He's against everything. Amen. And we are. We're again it. Amen. And all this music now, I don't even know who these people are. Rap music. You listen to rap music, you're stupid. Anything that make you wear your britches where you... We don't want to see your rear end. Well, that's good preaching right there, ain't it? We was in a store one day, and this kid had his britches down to here, around his knees. I went, hey, pull your pants up. We'll see your rear end. There's kids around here. He looks at me like, you can't talk to me that way. You pull them up or I pull them up. He grabbed them. Pull. Amen. You say, what are you saying? I didn't join a club or, amen, or get involved in some kind of society. Christ moved inside me.
Amen.
And buddy, we all was dope heads and drunks. Bunch of us sitting in here, and what happened was Christ moved inside. What riches do we have? Amen.
Amen.
Let me talk about the redemption that was in this transaction. Amen. We went to Sight and Sound. I know they got one in Lancaster, and we went to the one in Branson, Missouri. And we went and we saw Jonah. And I know it's, you know, kind of, it's kind of charismatic here and there, and, you know, they're not our stripe. You're not going to hear... You know, you're not going to hear Dr. Ruckman's voice going, oh, yeah, man. You know, some guys, they can't get a blessing about nothing else. Amen. I mean, I shouted watching The Patriot. Amen. I still get a blessing out of Josie Wales. Amen. Pull them pistols, mister. But we went to Sight and Sound, and I'd never really looked at it that way. I mean, I'd read that in my Bible, heard it preached, but they showed Nineveh really getting right with God. And the king and queen of Nineveh, and it showed them people, I mean, thrashing down there with sackcloth and ashes, and buddy, they got right with God, and then they started singing. And as a black couple, and they was the king and queen of Nineveh, and they were going, we have been redeemed. And man alive, they was all shouting and running around, and I'm sitting there, woo, hallelujah, and people looking around. I couldn't help it no more.
Yeah.
And I had a preacher from, he lived over in Arkansas, and he heard my voice, and he came over and found me after the service. He goes, I knew you was here, Brother Mark. I heard your voice. And say, how can we not? How can we? Hey, how can we be quiet after we've been redeemed? We were bought with a price. Amen. We were doomed, but Christ moved in. Man, what a redemption. Amen. So I ain't all that shouting. We'll shout for you. Loser. Amen. You ought to be the noisiest people they are. Bible says, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Amen. You're bought with a price. I remember hearing Brother Hiles preach years ago when we went over to Smyrna Baptist, and he preached on that. What, know ye not? And he'd talk about when Christ moved in. When Christ is in you, you're not your own no more. You've been bought. And I'll never forget, he said, these hands are not mine anymore. They've been bought and paid for. Man, here we are sitting there in our hands, how wicked we are. He said, these feet, I can't go where I used to go. He said, they're not mine anymore. He said, this tongue, it's in my mouth. What makes the guys go out here and visit on visitation and all that? I'll tell you what it is, Christ in them.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you need to try it out.
Amen.
You need to make the step. I double dog dare you.
Amen.
You can't go back on a double dog dare. Amen. I dare you. Try it out. See if you don't go and knock on a door or just be with somebody that goes. See if God don't do something for you.
That's right.
Amen. I'll tell you the secret weapon is take some of these little kids with you.
That's right.
You get in the house, you're sitting there drinking iced tea and eating cookies and everything else. That's the way it is. Oh, honey, come on in. We got some spare ribs. You want some ribs? No, if it's just you and Jay Bird, they're like, who are you? Get out of my yard. They look, oh, behind you. Oh, hey. Come on in. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, you see God do a work. How could we ever be the same?
That's right.
We've seen people get saved. I don't know how many times I've been coming here, I guess 26, 27 years. I don't know how many people I've seen April take back in that room right yonder or over here. I don't know how many. A bunch. Amen. How long you been saved? Can you take anybody back here and show them how? You talking about having revival? How about you? Amen. That is pretty good. I'm saying it. Amen. Then look what it says. I'm going to read this again to you, these last couple verses. It says, whom we preach, warning every man. How about that one? How about just your own family? How about just trying to get your cousins and people you work with to come to meeting this week? I'll tell you, you do that, you get them here, God does something. I ain't saying all of them will get saved, but some of them will. But that's the way it works. We're too busy now just trying to get our own church folks to come. Amen. Said, warning every man, teaching every man. Do you know there comes a point, and I'm telling you, I know the Spirit of God exists. I know God moves around. But I'm telling you, if Christ didn't happen and didn't move in you, how are some of your loved ones ever going to hear? That might be the only way. That might be the only reason some of them ever hear, is Christ moved in you. I got friends that I don't know of anybody else that would have ever talked to them. Man, the guys I come up with, amen, I mean a bunch of reprobates. And man, God saved me, and now I got to witness to them. I got to win some of them.
Amen.
Why, you think some little Melvin Peabody type is going to, guy looks like he was born saved?
Yeah.
You ever been around anybody like that? They thumb their nose at everybody. You'll see some old boy walk in here with a ponytail or something, and they're like, look at there. Or God forbid that a woman should wear a pair of pants.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't get me started there.
Yeah.
It ain't none of your business what my wife wears.
Amen.
She wants to wear a Wonder Woman outfit. That's all right. If you say anything about it, I'll dot your I's. That's good preaching right there. Amen. I remember me and my wife, we started going to camp meeting and stuff, and buddy, we heard some of the most outlandish statements. Here we were. We wasn't raised in church. Preacher get up and say, well, me and my wife, first time we ever held hands was at the altar when we got married. Me and Dee looked at each other and went, what are we doing here? And you know what they did? They built a Christianity we couldn't reach.
Amen.
Amen. Mike has not got over Wonder Woman thing over here yet. He knows Miss D too well. You got to get it out. Get it out. Amen. And we heard another guy get up, you know, and he said, you know, if he... if you touch a woman, you know, if you hold her hand, you're committing adultery. And I'm like, good night. Yeah. And then Brother Jack Wood got up and talked about being a heroin addict. And God got a hold of him out of jail and prison and all that. And God used him down there in the ghettos of Houston. And I looked over at D and I said, there's where we get in. There's us. Amen. And sitting around in here, I don't see any of you all. Amen. I don't know. There may be a few Pharisees in here. Some of you Bible students, you've been to Bible school for 3 years, and you go straighten everybody out, you little pinhead. Amen. But you know what God does? God moves inside you. And you know what he'll do? He'll use you to reach somebody else. Amen. How about you? You get a burden for somebody. I've watched it, man. I've watched it. I've watched what happened here. That's what God used Alan Ryman for. Some of you, you got in because he went after you. Amen. And I know enough about him. I've known Brother Alan since 1982. I ain't really met him before that when I moved down there for a while first. I knew him since the 70s. And I know it. So what happened? Christ moved inside him, changed his living, made a man of God out of him. He'll do that with you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. How many of y'all are saved and you know it? Would you slip your hand up? Well, if you're saved, Christ is in you. And buddy, you got things that ain't right. It ain't going to be right. Get it under the blood. Amen. If it's wrong, quit it. Don't let a cigarette defeat you. Don't let that little bag of dope or that roach you got out there in your ashtray, don't let that be the ruin of you. I know what happens. I see it. You ought to see it. It's like a play that plays out here. You watch people get mad. They get mad because they have to. They're supposed to. Because the only way you can reject all this is get mad at everybody. Amen. We are a bunch of losers and cracked pots that God saved. We were on the auction block, and God rescued us. And now Christ is in us. Amen. That song, Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation. And man, we sing that song, and my soul runs around inside me. I have to close my mouth, keep it from jumping out. Amen. He lives in me. Amen. And sitting here today, I don't know. I don't know if you've slipped in here and you're not saved. You know you can get saved. You know Christ can move in you today. You can trust him. And you that are saved, I don't know if you've ever thanked him for that. Thank you, Lord, for moving inside me. Taking a bow. Thank you, Lord, for moving in my home, my family. Got some of these young couples just starting out. Amen. Hallelujah. In church. Amen. Serving God. Say why? Because Christ is in you. Amen. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Pianist comes. Let me ask you something here today. Are you saved? Could you tell me if Christ lives in you? If you're here this morning and you say, all right, now you answer this question. Does Christ live in you? And you say, yes. Why don't you come down to an old-fashioned altar and start out this revival right, saying, God, stir me up. You're in me, stir me up. If something's wrong, get it fixed. And folks are coming to pray. If you're here and you're not saved, let me say this. You say, well, I'm not saved, Brother Mark. He don't live in me. Well, how about doing this? How about slipping up your hand right now and say, preacher, would you pray for me? I'm not saved. I'd like to be. I'd like to get somebody to show me how. Is there anybody like that? Anybody slip up your hand and say, preacher, I need to get saved. Anybody like that in here? Anybody? Let me ask you this, child of God. Have you been cold lately? My oldest brother, we was all talking one day, and my dad has passed on now. But my dad, he had expectations about me and my brothers. And I'll never forget what my brother said. My oldest brother said, you know, the bull, he deserves better than what he's getting. You You know what he was saying? Us boys, we need to do a little better living our life. Amen. Even dad's gone, but the bull deserves better than that. That's what we call my daddy. You know what? God, he deserves better than this, folks. Hanging around doing some of the things you're doing. How about getting it right? How about getting it right with your home, your family? How about it? Would you? Christ liveth in me. That's the hope of glory. You want revival to happen? Stir up the gift of God that is within thee. Father, I ask you to bless this invitation. God, have your way. And Lord, move here this week, we ask. And Lord, we love you. We thank you for this church. Every home, every heart, God, I pray you work in. And Lord, we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all.